This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's a few things that I want to talk about here at Flash Film Academy. And if this is your first time on Flash Film Academy, you got to know that this ain't the channel that we don't talk a lot of camera creativity. We talk a lot of business, right? And if your favorite guru that's out here doing it, if they're not talking about pivoting a little bit, they may not be leading you in the right direction. As a content creator, we're getting it from both sides. We're getting it from the cell phone side that's creating competent, capable videos in your pocket that are 4K, that are magically lit, that locks on faces, that automatically adds background noise, that automatically white balance right in the palm of your hand with software like CapCut that, you know, I got a 9-year-old that's editing on CapCut. You should be pivoting a little bit. And you got AI on the other side that's creating content. So you're getting pushed into a box. And today I want to kind of talk about an area that you can do that I don't see anytime in the foreseeable future AI or cell phones infiltrating. Cell phones a little bit, but not AI. And that's live streaming. I came out with a video Monday talking about it, talking about the importance of making sure that if you are in the video sector, you're offering live streaming. And I want to talk about the three reasons why live streaming is the place to go when it comes to AI and worrying about AI. First things first, let's talk about the human connection, right? Live stream thrives on human connection. It's not something you can record and upload later. It's live. People want to talk and interact live, like we're doing right now. Just like you say, hey, Ty, your audio ain't working. I can fix it. If I was AI, I would just look at you because there's nothing I can do about it. So the live part about this makes this the best. The fact that you all can ask questions and I can answer questions. So the live element of AI is something that the human connection is something that AI will not be able to replicate anytime soon. Will there ever be a AI avatar that's talking based off your questions? I'm pretty sure at some point there will, but it's still different than viewing your favorite artist or favorite speakers talk live. It's going to be completely different. Number two is the AI limitations. And these are things that I talked about in the video. You want to make sure your client understand or you understand the limitations of AI so that you can properly get the gear and build your business in the direction to take advantage of the limitations of AI. Keep in mind, AI is based on existing data. It's not existing data patterns, and you know, it's not designed to create anything new. It's all based off existing data. It's not designed to produce creative, adaptive, or anything unexpected, any type of content in that area. AI is just not going to give you that. Where your live person that you're shooting, your live subject, your live entertainment can always give you that. So keep that in mind. It's very important. Another thing is talking about being ethical and emotional. AI isn't ethical or emotional. There are codes and there are algorithms to help it try to understand it, but it's not ethical or emotional. There is no sensitivity. Live streaming often involves discussing sensitive topics, making jokes, or dealing with controversial issues. Human streamers can navigate these complex and emotional and intelligent and ethical with ethical considerations. So as you watch TV, it does something to you. It does something. The reason that it's live and you can you know, empathize or sympathize or laugh with the audience is something that you won't get from AI. AI has its place, and there are things it's going to completely replace, the easy task, but it's very difficult for it to replicate the live feeling. So if you are a content creator, you may want to start to think about live offerings if you do any type of video or even podcasting. AI can enhance live streaming through, you know, automations, content suggestions, and technical improvements. The core aspect of making a live streaming engaging and unique is up to the human, which is up to you. It's something you got to think about as you create live streaming, as you look for ways to survive in an industry that's going to get very slim. It has no heart and soul. Just like, yeah, director DXDW said on TikTok, it has no soul. So these are things you got to think about. All right. If you got questions about it, let's talk about it. If you go to Flash Film Academy, and you know what? Right now, we're running a little special over there. That's all I'm going to say. We're doing something a little special over there. If you may want to check that out. You may not. It's up to you. You may also want to check out our free content cash course that we got. That ain't it. This is 2 easy payments for free 99. You may want to check that out over at flashfilmacademy.com. All right. Now that you know, if you go to Ty's list at flashfilmacademy.com, I have a list of some gear that I like to use for live streaming. And I'm going to tell you this, live streaming, for those who have never done it, never thought about it, is one of the highest paying gigs you can get in all of video. And it's one of the most consistent paying gigs you can get. Because usually when you get clients that want to live stream, they live stream often. They don't live stream once. And that's it. They live stream often. So if you got questions about this, post them in the comments while I'm still here. I'll jump on a few before I slide out because I wanted to make it short and sweet as far as, making sure we punch you in the throat and get out, and which we would have did other than our little technical issues when we go to 20 different platforms. I think right now we're on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter all at once. All at once, one signal doing it once. So it is what it is. It is what it is. So big shout out to everybody. And I think, you know, the thing you have to be mindful of, you cannot be the type of person that just pushes off technology. You can't be the type of person that ignores technology. You can't be the type of person saying, oh, it'll never do better than me. We'll never use it. Oh, this, that, and the other. You have to embrace it. You have to be the first to embrace it, so that you can use its features to sell to your clients and customers. Sam T, good question. He says, totally off topic, which is all good. All questions are good questions. In your course, you talk about getting testimonial videos. Do you have some high quality examples? Then you mentioned how phone type testimonials work. So what I was saying was handheld, personal quality videos work. Yes. So this is the thing, Sam. I'm going to touch on that a little bit, because in the course, I go into deep detail on what you need to get and why you need to get it. And I tell you how to get it. There are some examples, but I will post them in the community only because I don't want to send a lot of traffic, because I'm still using those pages to generate business. And usually when I post them publicly, I get a whole bunch of people go there and it throws off my algorithm and my ad numbers and everything. So I will definitely post that in the community for sure. Basically, he was talking a lot about testimonials, right? Nothing can help your business more than testimonials. Let me say that. I don't care how much video you have. I don't care how good your portfolio is. You need people saying, hey, this company solved my problem. I had a problem. This company solved my problem. If your testimonials aren't built around that, and I go a lot into it in module one on the master course, which just comes with our membership, so you can kind of get an idea. I go a lot into getting testimonials that make you money. We don't want testimonials that help us look good. We want, and that's maybe a lot. I'm going to give you this is too much. I'm going to say the rest for the gold member side, but the goal is to get testimonials that convert clients. That's it. Catch somebody on the fence and flick them off. That's it. Good looking out on the super chat, man. Appreciate it. Good looking out. He said, it's been long since he caught me live. The last was when you canceled your gold membership on YouTube. Absolutely. So listen, this Wednesday, 6 p.m. Central, we're going to go live again, but I'm going to bring my gold members with me. We're going to do a few minutes live before we jump into our accountability meeting. So if you're watching, make sure you watch Wednesday, because you're going to get the opportunity to see gold members and kind of see what we go through and what we talk about on the membership side of things, where we kind of touch on a lot of really hard questions and we're really direct on those questions. Plus we have, let's say for instance, you're in a niche and your niche is you're working with bakers. Let's hypothetically say that. We may have other content creators who are currently working with bakers and they're two steps ahead of you. Well, what's their input? What's their feedback? What do they think about it? So it's just something to think about. Let's see. That's a good question I got coming from TikTok is, who's the biggest audience besides sports for live streaming and where can they be found? Okay, that's a double-edged question. The largest audience other than sports. And real quick, Elijah, again, let me say thanks for showing the love, bro. I appreciate you. Let me post that up here again. So I don't do any sports live streaming. That is the lowest amount of money you can make live streaming when it comes to sports. Let me tell you why. The audience is low. If you do Little League sports, the only people who want to watch that are the parents. Well, it's only 20 people on each team. That's 40 people. That's only 80 parents. That's my cost divided by 80 parents. I don't want to do that. Corporate live streaming is where the dollars are at. Corporate live streaming is everything because you'll live stream an event that they want to capture, they want to show internally, they want to pay to have it sent to multiple websites, they want interaction from their employees. Corporate live streaming is where the bag is at. Corporate live streaming companies spend anywhere from, if you get something that requires multiple cameras, you're looking in the $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 range. And you can go upwards of millions, really, depending on how crazy the event is, how many cameras you need. For something simple, I've done a simple shoot that was, I'm going to say at least double digits. I mean, double digits before the comma for something simple. But it just depends what it is. It's so many upsides in live streaming. It's multiple cameras. It's, do we want client interaction? Do we want to show their questions on screen like I'm doing here? Like all of those are upsells. And people need to know about those. People need to know about those features so that they can decide on how well they want their live stream. Do they want to go to multiple platforms like I'm doing here? Do they want to take questions from people? Those are all upsells. Tim had a great question. He says, what do you think about producing live streams? What do you think about remote producing live stream? Meaning they already have their setup and their camera and their location, but you come in remotely and run a show and bring it out as a guest. So I've been a part of both, right? I've had companies say, hey, we got this big live streaming event here in LA. You in Dallas, we want you to go to this person's house and set up everything on their end so that we can tap into it and be a part of it. That's a little different than what you're saying. I personally don't like doing remote live streaming, meaning the client has all the equipment and I'm doing all the mixing and matching, only because, one, if the client has a ton of equipment, they're not going to, this is something that, if you don't remember anything from here, this is something that you really, really need to understand, right? Here at Flash Film Academy, we want to get the idea of being a photographer or videographer out of your head. Stop being the creative. You are now the project manager. And why do I say that? Because project managers make the most money. They're director of the movie, right? You are the project manager for the client. You are no longer responsible for pretty pictures and video. You are responsible for the results that the client is paying for. Stop being the pretty picture guy. Stop being the guy who's responsible for making it look good and be responsible for the complete project. Now, as the complete project manager, I'm responsible for the footage that comes out of these cameras that never set up. I'm responsible for that. And I don't want to be responsible for somebody else's gear. I want to do it all. I don't want to just do that. So I personally stay away from things like that. Sam Jackson, what's going on, man? He asks, how do I find corporate clients and how do I price extra features? Those are things we talk about heavily, heavily in module 1, 2, and 3. But I'll sprinkle a little bit on you. I'm not going to give you the whole breakdown because we got a whole section that's dedicated to teaching you. And I'm going to be honest with you. The most important thing is this. Those answers aren't as simple as you think. One, we don't go looking for clients. Clients come looking for us. Well, how do we do that? By being where they look. Plumbers don't knock on your door. They don't knock on your door and say, hey, I was wondering if you got a leaky pipe I can fix. They don't do that. For some reason, content creators think we're going to go after them. Nah. If you notice, other businesses are where you look. So how can I be where they look? How can I know where they look? That's the question. That's the question that should be answered is how do I know where they look? How do I know what they're looking for? And how do I know they're going to choose me? Those are the three questions that are more important than where are they? We have this mindset that we can run up on business and sell stuff. It don't work like that, right? There's emergency rooms in your area just in case you slice your finger open or you get hurt. And then you go running in the door with your pain. That's the goal of your business, is to build it to be an emergency room. You know what? You know what also happens in emergency rooms? People aren't price shopping. When you go knocking on people's door trying to sell them something they don't need, you face two major objections. One, they're not going to spend money because they don't need it. Two, you need to convince them that they need it. Even when you convince them that they need it, hey, I was fine with this. I was fine without this yesterday. Why would I spend a lot of money buying it today? That is why a lot of guys run out here and they're selling photo and video and they're saying, hey, nobody want to spend no money. I ain't making no money doing this. How can I make money doing this? All my clients, don't nobody want to spend money. It ain't no money to be made in video and photo. The truth is you're not in the right places. You're not in places where people who are bleeding out are looking for you. You don't understand the customer buying process. And you think that, you know, somebody who's been researching this for 10 weeks, they get to the point they want to buy it. They're going to buy it from some new guy that popped up that they never heard of. I can't do research on you. I'm supposed to spend $50,000 with a company I never heard of because you just popped up today. It takes time for clients to feel comfortable spending money with you. They need to have seen you. They need to have known about you. There's other things we have to do in your business to get to the point where people are handing you $50,000 checks over and over again. It happens more than you know because every company needs it. They just don't trust you because often people go get their camera. They go get a few of their favorite cameras. And they run up on them talking about what they can do as if somebody who got a problem is going to look at your camera and be like, is that the A7? Oh, you must know how to do what I need because you got the A7. Such, they don't care about that. They don't care. It means nothing to them. It means a lot to you. And often we think about what we want. We think about what we got going on and we never take the time to think about what the client has going on. We never take the time to think about their world, what's important to them, what they value, where they shop at, what they do, why they would want to spend this money. What type of position do they need to be in to spend what I need consistently? And we never think about that. Thus, the importance of a beta client. I know y'all heard me say it before. In module 1, we teach you everything you need to know about getting one. Getting one is the easy part. Understanding the questions you need to ask them is the hard part. Notice I never go into that unless you're on the inside. I tell you all day you need a beta client. You know how many people I had run up to me, say they can't get a beta client, and then they become members and understand why there's a script to getting a beta client? And then they got, so I'm working with somebody, they charging me. Well, if they're a beta client, they shouldn't be.
I found this on the web for can you get a beta client?
Look at that.
And then they become members and understand why they're.
There you go. So look at it. Even Alexa, cancel, is trying to get beta clients. The goal is understanding business. And I think a lot of people don't fully understand business. They just want to buy low and sell high. They don't understand the systems and processes that go in place. So let me ask you a few more questions. Malik said, this stream is perfect. I was talking to a friend the other day about how AI is going to push for more authentic and raw content, and live streaming can imitate reactions from somewhere else. The thing is this, though. This is what I want. I want everybody to be mindful of, right? We can say that, but it may not be true, right? We can say we think AI is going to push people in this direction and people are going to want more authenticity. I don't think so. I think we need to sit back and see. I don't think we're going to be able to predict what people are going to do based off AI, because we're just noticing AI, but AI been in our life for 10 years. AI has been in our life for the past 10 years and nobody has said less and less. We want less. I want less prompts when I dial in. I want less Siri. I want less Alexa. Cancel. AI is not new. AI is just becoming popular. See, this is what happened. Let me kind of explain the way things work just briefly in technology. Those who are true techies, those who are true tech guys who embrace the changes, who embrace change, learn about stuff before they become mainstream. They make money off of it. They resell it. And they make a ton of money off of it before the average person, before your mom and them know what it is, right? So let me give you an example of this. Crypto. Let's talk crypto, right? Because when people were using crypto in the 2000s, the 2010s, for its original purpose, and that was to buy things without being detected, it was cool. Nobody said anything when crypto was a dark web thing. It was A-okay. It was perfectly fine. When I had somebody send me a DM on Instagram trying to talk me into making money in crypto, I knew it was over with. When the average Joe who can't really explain it start using it, game over. The people who are smart enough to get this technology or get this idea and sell it to other people who didn't know about it, but they just wanted to make money, once it gets to that person, it's a wrap. A lot of things happen that way. AI, we've been using AI. This is nothing new. It's just become a household name. You're starting to see AI slapped on everything. AI this, AI that, AI this, AI that. It's too late. You should have been using it when you were turning your nose at it, thinking it'll never take off. And now it's taking off and everybody around you is cashing in. And you have a ton of people around you who don't know no better. They're just spending their money because they think they're getting the latest and greatest, and that's just not the world they live in. They're late to the game. Our goal at FlashFilm Academy is to pivot in the beginning, or at least understand the reasons we may have to pivot. I cannot combat what AI brings if I don't understand what AI brings to my industry. Very important that I understand what AI brings to my industry. How it can affect my industry. If I don't understand that, I can't pivot. I can't go to a client and say, we do this instead of that. When a client is using AI, saying, I'm getting that over here cheaper. And keep in mind, when we talk about business and people, remember, you're running up on clients who don't even know they need your stuff. And you're trying to compete with something that's cheaper than you. So what is not better than you? That client don't even know if they want it, but they're going to take the cheapest route to find out. You offer no competition. Yeah, your camera is better. You got a bigger sensor and you got an eye for it, but their camera phone is cheaper. It's available. It's in their pocket. It's hard to fight that. Especially when we get photographers and videographers who aren't professionally trained, who picked up a camera and just learned it. I'm going to tell you like it is. It's completely different than being taught photography and videography. It's a huge gap. I don't care how many YouTube videos you watch. It's a huge gap between guys who say, hey, I'm going to go do this and make money with it, than those who understand the theory of light It's a huge night and day difference. AI is going after the guys. AI understands the theory of light. So all the bottom end photographers and videographers, you're going to be the first to go. Sorry, not sorry. We got to keep it real. So again, let me talk about, lest we get some more questions coming in. Another great question. Endless Cinema Production said, I have your course. I'm still trying to figure out the niche part so I can get a beta client. If walking and talking to someone fail, what would be the next option? If walking in and talking to someone fail, what would be the next option? Okay, that's a great question. And these are kind of gold member questions, but we're going to go over a little bit while we're here for those who aren't members to kind of understand some of the things we talk about. Endless. Let me tackle the first part of this question the way I would tackle it for my gold members. And then let me tackle the second part of this question. The niche. Usually people don't have a niche. It's usually because discipline. Let's be honest. You got to pick something and stick with it. And it's the hard, harsh reality of this industry. But you have to pick, you have to say, I know about this. I can talk about this. I'm going after this. You have to pick it, live with it, rock with it until you decide that this doesn't work. Well, that's weird. There's been plenty of times where I've found things that work. That's super weird. See, this is why you can't go on 20 different things at once. Let's go. So you have to find out that the niche that you're in don't work for you. The only way to do that is to go do it. It's to go learn and say, hey, I don't like these people. This ain't it for me, Chief. That's the only way to do it. That's the only way to learn about it is to say, I went and talked to Dennis. I don't want to work with Dennis. Or, hey, I use this example all the time. I went and talked to barbers. One, I don't like barbers. So something to definitely think about. Hold up. This will happen when you're everywhere at once. Make sure you guys can hear me loud and clear. We'll give it a second. But as we talk, this is the thing that you gotta be mindful of. Is you may go into an area and not like the area. You may go talk to some people and not like the people. Let me double check this. Give me a second, y'all. All right. Okay. We should be good to go, everybody. All right. So you have to go into different niches and you have to determine if you're good at that niche. Can you talk in that niche? Some people can't. Some people aren't good at talking in that niche. Y'all should be good now, audio. Let me know if you're good. So those are things that you need to be mindful of. And you got to have the discipline to pick one. Very important. The second part of that question is if walking in don't work, there's multiple ways to walk in, right? Sometimes you can't walk in and get directly to the owner. Sometimes you can walk in and get to the gatekeeper, right? You may want to take some gifts. You may want to take a $5 Starbucks. I tell people all the time, I'll get more business with a $5 Starbucks. If I get $100 worth of $5 Starbucks gift cards, I guarantee you I can get more business with that than you can with $100 worth of Google ads. I guarantee you, if I get $100 worth of $5 Starbucks gift cards, I can get further than you can with $100 worth of ads. And I have a website that is ranked, that has traffic, that is optimized. A lot of people don't have websites. A lot of you don't have places where your client can research and look you up and see if it's worth spending their time with you. A lot of guys don't. So it's very important that you start to think about that. Very important that you think about that. And those are the things we talk about. On accountability, we kind of talk about people who have tried niches they don't like, and then they talk about why they don't like them. Very important. I'm going to answer a few more questions, and then I'm going to slide. Let's see. With Sora... if I can get an AI drone shot right now of any place in the world, even me as a video producer will use Sora to get drone shots if it means giving value to the client and still charge. Absolutely. You should be. The goal is you should be using these tools to charge your client until your client can download these tools on their phone. You should be doing that. You should be getting ahead of it. Sora AI has already announced that it will be available to the public by the end of the year. You should already know that. You should already know that. So, you know, Long Visual says, if you're a beginner, would you focus on the fundamentals before starting a business? Yes and no, right? Let me tell you this. How do you know what to work on if you don't know what business you're going to go after? Right? The fundamentals, I think you should have the ability to shoot. You should have the ability to set up a 3-point lighting setup. You should have the ability to shoot a talking head and capture great audio. Those are the three things you should be doing, bare minimum. And next is being better at B-roll. But I think everything else, even your gear purchases, come from understanding who your target audience is. You don't know what lenses, what glass to buy. You don't know what cameras work best for your business if you don't know who you're going after. See, a lot of people want to spend the money and hope that the products and tools tell you which direction to go. You got to make that decision first. And when you make that decision, then you buy and you move accordingly, right? Depending on what position you play in football, determine what pads, what gloves, what jersey number you got. It determines what practice you go to. It determines what size cleats you have. And I mean size as far as grip and running. You know, linemen have different gloves than wide receivers. You have to know, you can't equip yourself until you understand the position that you choose to play. And until then, you're just buying a bunch of junk just to look cool. You're faking it until you're making it. So it's very important that you think of things a little differently as you grow your business. It don't take you being the best. You don't, the mindset of I need to be this great creative who can shoot all of these movies with Black Pro Mist filters and Alexas is BS. Because guess what? That tree trimming company that's around the corner from you, they need content. That roofing company that's getting $100,000 a roof, they need content. That landscaping company that's getting ready to get things going because it's springtime and they're getting ready to go out and cut and they want to grow their business and add another 50 lawns, they need content. It's a lot of companies around you that need content. You're just overlooking them because you're looking at people or Pepsi. It's more in between than people and Pepsi. You don't have to go that large with your ideal client. There's a lot more clients that are available to you that you're just overlooking because you're not thinking of them. And they have budgets. They got $5, $10, $20,000 to spend on content or social media management. They have the money. They want to get the business. They don't know who to go after to get it. And when they look for you, you're not there because you're just a videographer and not a videographer that specializes working with tree trimming companies or service-based businesses. So they don't know who to hire. They think you shoot commercials because your demo reel is music videos and pictures of your kids. They don't know what you do. They don't see other companies like themselves within your page and your reel. They don't know what you do. They don't feel comfortable with your ability to solve their problem. Their problem is not creating video. Their problem is creating content that drives clients to them, creating content with calls of action. That's their problem. Nothing about what you offer says you solve their problem. It just says you make pretty pictures. And we need more than pretty pictures. We need way more than pretty pictures. All right. So with that being said, I didn't see no more questions. I'm going to slide out. Any last questions? Let me see. Yeah, I got any last questions? If not, I'm going to see y'all on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we're going to jump on this thing and bring in a few gold members and just show you guys how we do it. All right. With that being said, I'll see y'all in the next video.
You've been listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and go to our webpage at www.flashfilmacademy.com.